yeah, check it, yeah, check it, yeah. I'm still holed up, sitting alone, ready to go north, slaving over the hot stove.
You are listening to Migrant Matters Radio on CFRU 93.3 FM. We're presenting to you today a recording of the second annual May Day dinner and panel in Guelph, titled Speaking from the Forefront of the Struggle for Immigrant Justice and Workers' Rights. This panel was organized by the local migrant worker justice group Fuerza Puerza, meaning strength in Spanish and Tagalog. Tagalog is a main dialect spoken in the Philippines. Fuerza Puerza is an all-volunteer grassroots group of community members in Guelph dedicated to exposing the injustices faced by migrant workers, non-status people, and racialized working-class immigrants. Above all, and central to Fuerza Puerza's work, is to be an effective ally to migrant racialized working-class people themselves, prioritizing their dignity and agency. This panel was recorded in April 2010 and features speakers representing the independent, humanitarian, solidarity-based organizations No One Is Illegal Toronto, Canadian Humanitarian Appeal for the Relief of Tamils, more popularly known as Canadian HEART, acronym HEART, Migrante Ontario, and the Communist Party of Canada. Each share the experiences of their communities as being comprised of racialized, working class, and poor immigrants and migrants in Canada, illustrating the hardships, inequalities, racism, and other abuses inherent in the process of forced migration to Canada. They also examine the recent changes in the Canadian immigration system and focus on the work that grassroots, anti-oppressive community organizations have and are doing in Southern Ontario to create change.
Yeah, check it, yeah. Yeah, I'm still holed up, sitting alone, ready to go nuts, slaving over the hot stove, cooking up cold cuts. Yeah, so much for trying to keep out of trouble, cause I'm bored. Listen now, get the beat, let's run up here.
Migrante Ontario is an alliance of organizations working for the rights and welfare of migrants in Ontario through various initiatives such as organizing, education, training, and advocacy. Migrante Ontario works closely with other migrant justice and workers' rights groups in Montreal, Winnipeg, and BC, and is part of Migrante International, a network of anti-imperialist Filipino-led grassroots organizations with presence in Asia, the US, Europe, and the Middle East. Maru Mesa is a migrant advocate who is active with Migrante Ontario, and she is currently working under Canada's Living Caregiver Program. Maru joined us to shed light on the devastation stemming from forced migration and to discuss Migrante Ontario's work in Southern Ontario to create change, stressing that there is more change and support needed. It is this talk that we present to you now on Migrant Matters Radio, broadcasting from Guelph's community radio station, CFRU
93.3 FM.
My name is Maru Maisa of Migrante Ontario. And as you may know, Migrante Ontario is an alliance of organizations working for the rights and welfare of Filipino migrants and its families. And I'm also a member of one of the members of the organizing committee of the Independent Workers Association. It is an organization of caregivers known as supporters in upholding the rights and welfare of caregivers. Sorry, because I'm a little bit nervous because it is my first time to speak. And I have a little bit difficulties in using a foreign language. So, but I promise I will try my best as much as I can to deliver my message for you to understand. Okay? I would like to share with you about myself, my history of migration, how I started. My very first 4 years, I started to work in Singapore for 4 years. That was my very first time to work abroad. And I work as a domestic helper in Singapore. why I leave our country. As you may know, there are more than 4,500 Filipinos leaving our country every day because of the need for survival. Because in our country, there is no jobs. Unemployment is rampant. There is poverty, landlessness, and lack of job of security. And I'm one of those 4,500 Filipinos left our country. And my very first country, and the very first country that I worked was in Singapore. At first, it is a need why I work abroad, because there was a responsibility resting on my shoulder, because I need to help my family and my aging parents. So I decided to go to Singapore. But in Singapore, the situation of domestic helpers are not really good. First, the salary are very low, that you cannot even provide sufficient. You cannot even provide the needs of your family. So after 4 years, I assessed my situation. So I decided to go in Hong Kong, because in Hong Kong, there's a little bit different in terms of salary. The salary given in Hong Kong is higher than in Singapore. So after 4 years working in Singapore, I left Singapore and worked in Hong Kong for 10 years. And for 10 years, I also noticed that my life doesn't change. I'm still poor, and I'm still getting poorer and poorer. You know, I even cannot provide my family enough. I mean, I stayed in Hong Kong for 10 years. When I stayed there, I saw the situation of my fellow Filipino migrants. Abuse were rampant, you know, low salary. And domestic workers are not treated properly. The people in Hong Kong or the local people in Hong Kong discriminate us. There is a racial discrimination. And also...
You're doing great!
But when I was in Hong Kong, I have the desire to go in Canada, because I heard from so many friends that life in Canada is different from Singapore and in Hong Kong. So even though, because of the situation of migrant people in Hong Kong, I joined the organization. So because of my own situation, I was encouraged to join the organization, which is also a migrante. From there, I've learned how to organize. From my own experience, I shared with my fellow migrant people my experiences. And from the organizers in Hong Kong, I've learned that we Filipino migrants have to educate ourselves, organize, and mobilize to fight and to wage our rights and welfare. Because if you don't educate yourself, organize yourself, there will be... Doon ko kasi nakita sa Hong Kong na hindi mo makakamit yung gusto mong ipaglaban kung hindi ka matututo na lumaban at hindi mo ipaglalaban yung mga karapatan at kagalingan.
That's where I saw that it's only in struggling and fighting that we could achieve our rights and in our welfare.
Tumakbo yun ng 10 years, yung pag-organize ako doon.
I've been organizing for 10 years.
For 10 years. And after 10 years, I assess myself that it's nothing happened. No, my life, the yung buhay ko, yung takbo ng buhay ko, hindi na bago in terms of economic needs, it didn't change. No, so I decided to apply here in Canada because, as I told you before, I've heard in so many friends that life here in Canada is better than in Hong Kong or in Singapore. And the salary given here in Canada is higher in Hong Kong. And also, there is a chance for you to acquire permanent residence. So that's it. I decided to apply and I got an employer. And the very first time I stepped in the airport, I encounter a Filipina, and she was complaining that she is released upon arrival, that she was released upon arrival. So I was thinking that, I thought Canada is a better place to work for migrants. I didn't know that there is a cases like this. So after that, I take it for granted. But habang tumatagal, as time goes by, especially when I joined the Migrante and Independent Workers Association, I saw many caregivers. Maraming caregivers ang nagkakaroon ng problema.
There are a lot of caregivers that experience problems.
Lots of problems in terms of their status. And there are lots of caregivers are victims of abuse. No, and there are also when you say abuse, it is broad, right? Abuse in terms of their salaries. Many are underpaid. Many are overworked. Many are experienced sexual harassment. So that made me inspired to continue what I did in Hong Kong, to join the migrants group here to organize people and to educate them. So, yun, nag-join ako.
I joined.
Sa ngayon, yun ang ginagawa ko, nag-organize.
Okay. At this point, I continue organizing.
Yes. And also, what we suffer right now here in Canada or every part of the world, the abuse that we... Because I believe for three countries that I work with, there are abuses. Migrant workers are abused. There is a common problem, right? But with different particularities. So I believe that those abuse and violations that or sufferings that Filipino migrant workers are encountering is due to our government lack of protection, and also because of the root cause of migration in our country. The root cause of migration in our country is because of the labor export program that are being intensified by our government. Because of our billion worth of dollars remittances and the kinikita nila sa mga pagpoproseso ng aming mga papel.
And how much did they profit from just processing our documents before we leave our country?
Ay, ginawa nilang systematic yung pag-e-export ng mga tao.
They
systematize.
This government has systematized the export of people.
Yes. That's why dun sa pagtukoy namin ng mga problema dito, hindi rin namin isinasantabi yung problema sa Pilipinas.
When we point out our problems here, what we experience here, we always link it to our problems in the Philippines.
And yun nga, sa nakita ko,
from what I see,
ito yung dapat gawin na okay. And talking about the new live-in caregiver changes, I myself question, are these changes really fix the problems in LCP? As you know, one of the changes, some of the changes are the Juana Tejada Law, the 3,900 hours, and the 4 years extension. I myself question, are these changes really substantial or fix the problems in LCP? Because as I experience talking with, or as I heard, or the experiences of some caregivers, the most of the plight of caregivers are the they are tied in one employer, or the temporary work permit tied to the employer. Family separation and reunification, overcharging of agencies, lack of services of both Canadian government and the Philippine government. So I believe that changes, hindi iyon yung tamang changes na changes. Dapat binago.
The changes that I see is not the right changes that they should have changed.
Although it is a hard-won victory, or shall I call a partial victory after so many years, at least there was a change. But for me, the Canadian government should be a fundamental change, and I believe permanent stat. There should be an open permit to avoid, you know, because right now. Since it is the work permit is tied is only to one employer, the tendency is a caregiver will, you know, even though she work longer, she will take the abuse because she, for her desire to finish the 3 years, right? As a caregiver, I would like to remind or the Canadian government that despite of the economic times, they are fortunate enough to be one of the wealthiest country in this world. And with that wealth comes a responsibility for them to ensure that everyone in this country, regardless of means and background, must be treated fairly and must be respect. So for me, even though there, with these newly changes policies, we're not going to. It's not the end of our call. We will still call. We will still pagpapatuloy namin yung aming panawagan para sa isang sa isang pagbabago na.
We will continue our call for. For change.
Na magagarantya ng protection para sa mga living caregivers.
Protection for living caregivers like me.
Like me, yeah. That's all.
Test and time, blood, sweat, and tears, off in the next electrical appliance and all that. I can tell that your fingers sore like, yeah. The grind hustle is the jack muscles. I'm the torch, got the time into his quarters for a short night. Hold the roll in a poor mag. Yeah, read between the lines, make like a VK book, whim, and you'll see in time. Really, I'm being chased by CGI